Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Friday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside, and he's trying to bring spring into action on this Friday. I am Ben Stevens. 3 hours together to end out this week to set the stage for a wonderful weekend ahead up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. A weekend where a focus will be on Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, at the 89th playing of the Masters Tournament. Who is leading round number one? That is Justin Rose. We will talk about the history Rose made yesterday at Augusta. What is in store for round number two as the golfers back out on the golf course early on this Friday morning for our second round. It is called cut day as we get ready for the weekend that will be. We also have the regular season finale DRS in the NBA. Much to your liking. Everybody in action on this Friday. Off day Saturday. Everybody in action on Sunday to end out the regular season. And of course, Major League Baseball moves past its second full week of this 2025 campaign. So much to get to here over these 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern.
There is a lot to get to. And also, Sunday in the NBA might be the worst day in the history of the NBA sport. Is anybody going to play at all on Sunday? You should be giving refunds back for those tickets. But today, spring has sprung. It's still freezing cold. In the Northeast, I'm trying to change the attire today to sort of get us back in that mode of feeling good and pina coladas and all this good stuff because it ain't happening right now. And you know what's ain't happening? Major League Baseball for me yesterday, I went 0-2. Not happy with that. Those results, it's expected sometimes in April. But you know what else was in my back pocket where I was already spending money? Man, Rory looks good. Oh, I bet him top 20. I should have taken him top 5. This is a walk in the park. My guy. 4+ strokes over par on the final few holes to shoot even par and finishing outside of the top 20. Roar. Nah. You know what? When you don't win your bet, you sort of hope for, you know, destruction, terror, and mayhem after that. Hey, Rory, hope you missed a cut today. Let's enjoy that one.
Yeah, DRS, a very difficult ending for you Rory McIlroy, part of what we saw during round number one at Augusta. But at the end of the first 18 holes of the 2025 Masters, Justin Rose atop the leaderboard. This, the 20th time Justin Rose has teed it up in the Masters tournament. This will be the fifth time that Justin Rose has held the lead at the end of round number one. That a new record, moving past the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, for the most round one leads in the history of Augusta National Golf Club. However, Justin Rose has failed to win a green jacket at this moment, but after firing an opening round 7-under 65 yesterday at the Masters, Justin Rose ahead by 3 out of the rest of the field at Augusta.
Yeah, we'll see if the old man can keep it up as round number two gets out here. The conditions are going to change in an earlier tee time, and also the pressure of sleeping with a lead and showing up the next day saying, I need to put on a similar type of performance, or at least I want to be in the lead by the time we do get to moving day on Saturday. It is what it is. It was a great round by Rose. He's won a major championship before, certainly, but there are some gunslingers down there like Scottie Scheffler at 4-under par, who's ready for that machine-like weekend. 4-under, 3-under, 2-under, 4-under, and there he is in that final group pairing on Sunday, heading down the back nine on Sunday afternoon at the Masters. It's been a great tournament so far. It was beautiful temperatures yesterday.
Beautiful.
But I feel so much better if Rory was minus one or better here, Ben. I can't get out of my mind.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, DRS, in our next segment. But Rory McIlroy was plodding around the golf course looking incredibly comfortable. Of course, the narrative. He has not won a major championship in more than a decade. Needs to win a green jacket to complete the career Grand Slam. It has been that elephant in the room, the skeletons in his closet. And he looked very in control through his first 14 holes this year at Augusta, and then went 4-over over his final four to finish round number one with an even par 72. Again, back to Augusta in just a matter of moments. Let's get to the NBA. Five-game slate around the association last night. For these teams playing last night, all 10 NBA clubs, DRS, it was game number 80 this year for them. Important for playoff positioning. That, of course, the story for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Behind 44 points from Anthony Edwards, and a franchise record 52 as a team in the third quarter. Minnesota blows out Memphis on the road, 141-125. The T-Wolves closed as a two-point road favorite. Market working in their direction all afternoon long. And DRS, a total work down all day long as well, closing at 231. Skies over last night in the Grind City.
Yeah, Memphis usually goes over. They play with that tempo, but an unbelievable performance, as you said. Like, Ja Morant likes to throw the grenade into the stands. I think he threw the grenade into his team at the locker room because they didn't show up in that third quarter. 52-25 overall, a 141-125 game. High scoring, two teams that were at least playing yesterday with something to play for. It was good to see, but that's where the NBA is at right now. Solid performance on the road, 44 for the Ant-Man.
Yeah, 44 for Anthony Edwards, 31 for Julius Randle. Because of the T-Wolves win, Minnesota, 47-33. Memphis, now 47-33. Golden State, 47-33, which is two games remaining for everybody around the association. That includes in the Eastern Conference, the Indiana Pacers. It was not easy yesterday in Indy, despite being booked as a 9.5-point home favorite against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's what you might expect. The Cavs are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, but Cleveland wasn't really playing anybody after clinching the number one seed on Tuesday night. And Indiana still tested. They do survive at home with a two-point win, 114-112. The Cavaliers cover as an underdog. They're now 5-1 ATS as a dog this year, but the Pacers do clinch the number four seed in the Eastern Conference. They will have home floor advantage in a playoff series for the first time in more than a decade since 2014.
Thought the Pacers would win, but thought they would win by double digits. And when you say, like, resting guys, like, that was the complete B team that played last night for the Cleveland Cavaliers and almost took the Pacers, who needed that game, to a test four quarters long. That was pretty impressive. It shows the depth of the Cleveland Cavaliers, where even though the game doesn't mean anything, the second-tier guys, they want to get in and show that they can play some ball. Two guys in the starting lineup there, 23 points for DeAndre Hunter and 24 points for Ty Jerome in that starting lineup. Yeah. They gave the Pacers a battle. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, they certainly did, DRS. The Pacers only a game behind the New York Knicks, so Indiana could catch New York, which is two games left for that three seed, but the Pacers will clinch a top four seed. They did last night. Speaking of the Knicks, the reason there is only a game differential, New York on the road as a slight underdog against the Pistons in the Motor City, come up short. Detroit wins by 9, 115-106. The Pistons cover as a 3.5-point home favorite behind a 36-point performance, a dazzling season for Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, he has been having a good season, and so finally we had some Detroit basketball here that you can cheer into the playoffs, which is a great thing. But also from the Knicks' perspective, we weren't anticipating how many starters would be in that lineup here, but when Jalen Brunson shows up, you expect a pretty good performance, and we didn't get that out of the Knicks as a team last night. 9-point loss. I know it's at the upper echelon teams, but it just seems like the Knicks are like, hey, man, if we can play the worst teams in the NBA in the playoffs, we'll do pretty well. Well, welcome to the show. You're going to be playing good teams all the way through now once that regular season ends. Disappointing performance for the Knicks last night for me.
6-11 against the spread this year for New York as a dog. Let's get to Major League Baseball. Short slate on a Thursday. A rubber match in Atlanta that went to extras after a lengthy rain delay. This game ended near 1 a.m. Eastern time, and it ends with the Atlanta Braves taking the rubber match. A Marcell Ozuna walk-off home run gives the Braves the victory in the 11th to knock off the Phillies 4-2.
Yeah, Riley's starting to catch a little bit of fire now around that 160, 165 range after the series up to 224, including a 2-for-4 last night with an RBI. Their players played in extras. The Phillies couldn't capitalize. They had extra innings. They get the walk to take the run-one lead. Schwarber comes up and flies out. He gets a base knock. They probably win that game. Atlanta capitalized in the bottom of the 11th.
The Red Sox walk it off in extras as well to avoid a sweep against their divisional foes in the Toronto Blue Jays. NFL prospect, former Texas and Alabama wide receiver Isaiah Bond turns himself in on a sexual assault warrant. More on the Early Line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The 89th playing of the Masters, the 2025 rendition this week at Augusta National Golf Club. In round number one in the books, the guys on the course for round number two. It is cut day at Augusta, who will see the weekend of the 2025 Masters Tournament. Off to a great start once again. In his 20th time playing at the Masters, that is Justin Rose. DRS after round number one, Rose atop the leaderboard. The fifth time he has been the round one leader at Augusta National, 7 under par, a spectacular opening round, 65. Justin Rose in command, even making a bogey on his final hole, the 18th, to finish at 7 under, matching his best at Augusta in his career history. The fifth time that Justin Rose has led the Masters after round number one, moving past Jack Nicklaus yesterday for the most times that any golfer has ever led after round number one at the Masters.
Pretty incredible there for Justin Rose at that 7 under. And also from Justin Rose playing that 18th hole. Here's what I love about veterans here. You're minus eight. You're like, okay, I hit a bad tee shot. If you were a little bit younger in your age and not as wise as you need to be, you might have tried to play a circus shot out of the straw going, you know what? I'm going to get this up by the green, chip up, and still par this. All he did was flick the pitching wedge 20 yards to the left, said, you know what? I'm taking six out of play. Let me just get my bogey and get out of here. That's the sign of maturity here, and that's what you need to win some of these tournaments. A 3-shot lead overnight, that was ultra impressive because I don't think anybody had Justin Rose on the top of their card, particularly round number one, even to challenge for a Masters green jacket this season. But that's fantastic to see it play out. We'll see how he does today. If he holds up his end of the bargain, I don't mean shooting 65 again. Let's just say he goes high 60, 68, 69 in that range. Then you're in for him and say, you know what? He might be in this race all the way through.
In 8:52 a.m. Eastern time, tee time for Justin Rose. Part of the afternoon crowd yesterday, now playing in the early morning. We have talked about what is won often at Augusta. That is teeing off in the early wave on Thursday, followed by the late afternoon on Friday on cut day. This year, though, could be a little bit different as Keith Stewart broke down the conditions for us. Yesterday, ideal weather and conditions on the golf course really all day long at Augusta. Supposed to be pretty good in the morning, get a little bit windier in the afternoon hours. So a three-shot advantage for Justin Rose after round number one, a 65-1 number for Rose to be that round one leader. We should have dove in deeper, DRS, to understand he was about to make history entering the opening round at Augusta. I know our guy Cam Stewart here on the Sports Grid Network on a variety of platforms had a wager on Justin Rose at plus 6,500. Three shots ahead of Corey Connors, and then a couple of big hitters right behind at four under. Scotty Scheffler, an opening round 68. Bogey-free, four under par for the reigning Masters champ. DRS, he is lurking. He looks inevitable and not far behind after a great back nine to close. Ludvig Åberg also there at four under par. Two very heavy hitters, just three shots behind Justin Rose after round number one.
Oh, they'll put the pressure on him, no doubt about it. And the thing that you liked the best about Scottie Scheffler's round, it wasn't the minus four, which was fantastic. It was bogey-free, which means he was around that cup the entire day, all 18 holes, and not putting himself in too much pressure's way with those high-leverage situations that you see, the five, six, seven-footers for par, which will ultimately doom you on great golf courses like Augusta National. So for my money here, looking at Scheffler, even though Rose is minus seven, I say, you know what, the favorite for me, once again, still, it's always going to be Scotty Scheffler. This guy can be down five shots on Saturday, midway through the round. Like, you know what, he's probably still going to win this tournament. This man is an absolute machine, and watch out for him today. I'm excited to see what he brings to the table.
Scheffler has been under par in his opening round of the Masters in each of the last 4 years. Last year, when he won his second green jacket in a three-year span, he shot a bogey-free opening round of 66. Mm-hmm. That's six under. It trailed only Bryson DeChambeau, who also fired an opening round 65. Yesterday, DeChambeau, three under par with a 69. Ludvig Åberg, in his debut at the Masters last year, finishing runner-up in second. He loves this course. He is just one of the best players on the tour and in the world of golf right now. DRS, you mentioned how Scottie Scheffler trails by three. Of course, it is very, very early. And yet his number to win his third green jacket in the last 4 years, his second green jacket in as many seasons, to go back-to-back for the first time since Tiger did so in 2001 and 2002, Scheffler's price cut in half after that opening round 68 yesterday. A 4-1 number to start, incredibly short. A 2-1 price for Scottie Scheffler, who will be in the afternoon wave on this Friday at Augusta National.
Exactly, and if the winds are going to come up here, see how he manages that, because it would have been interesting to see, because Justin Rose, again, playing in the morning today after that hot round yesterday, if he can capitalize, and let's just say he goes 2 or 3 under and the conditions get really tough in the afternoon, let's just say around lunchtime, that's going to be a huge, huge disadvantage to the afternoon golfers when the leader in the tournament is getting to play in the morning on day number two, something to watch out for. But the one thing we know about Scottie Scheffler, wind, rain, you know, tough course conditions, you still expect greatness out of Scottie Scheffler. Don't be surprised if he, even with the wind, goes bogey-free again at the Masters today.
Yeah, DRS, when you look at some of the weather, some thunderstorms expected late last night, maybe a couple of spots of rain on this Friday. Yeah. We're not really seeing much at this moment. Looks like it could be a pretty good day, but we will have live boots on the ground with Keith Stewart in our third hour to talk about those conditions. 1:23 p.m. Eastern time, tee time for Scottie Scheffler. One of the stories yesterday, DRS, Rory McIlroy. You had a terrible beat. Rory looking to change the narrative, of course, to win his first green jacket, to complete the career Grand Slam. It has been that bugaboo for him, right? It has been the thing he cannot avoid. Maybe some of the mental tax of trying to win that green jacket. But he came in great form. Multiple wins already this year on the PGA Tour. And through his first 14 holes yesterday, incredible, four under par. But on the par 5 15th, a second shot that sailed over the green, although it looked like an absolute rocket, and then a chip shot for his third that went over the green and into the water. Two doubles DRS for Rory on 15 and 17. He finishes his final four holes at four over for an even par 72 in round one.
Exactly. The most disastrous round you can have. It's like you're on 15. It's a par five. Like, worst case scenario is a par. You should birdie that hole, and he double bogeys it. And then he can't get out of his own head, and then double bogeys 17. He just had to go bogey all the way in. I win this. And he just collapsed.
Sorry for you, DRS. Around the association next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Around the association we go in just a moment, but some big news on now a Football Friday out of the National Football League live here on the Early Line. Some breaking news in the past 5 minutes. The Cleveland Browns, who still need to address what exactly their plan is at the quarterback spot entering 2025, have signed a familiar face. Joe Flacco is back with the Browns, signing a one-year, $4 million deal that can be worth up to $13 million in terms of incentives as Flacco returns to the land, where, of course, he took over as the starting quarterback in 2023, led the Browns to 11 wins, a playoff spot, and DRS won NFL Comeback Player of the Year in that 2023 NFL season and helped Kevin Stefanski win his second Coach of the Year award. Joe Flacco is back with the Browns.
Yeah, and it doesn't move the needle all that much. He is getting older, but I always love to see those contracts. 1 year, $4 million. Basically, if you play, start, win an MVP and a Super Bowl, we'll give you $13 million. Probably not going to happen at that point, but the one thing we do understand now is Kenny Pickett is there. High draft pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers, goes to the Philadelphia Eagles, now finds himself there. It looks like those two guys will be your starting quarterback this season, and it looks like they're trying to ostracize, and rightfully so, Deshaun Watson. Now, this also, Ben, does not close the door on them going quarterback sometime in this draft to say, we have a young kid in Kenny Pickett, well, young veteran, I should say, the older veteran in Joe Flacco, so just so we can have a competent room that's going to be professional, but if we want to bring in a young quarterback in the draft, we can still do that at this point. It'll be interesting to watch this one play out, but I think that signing means Deshaun Watson won't be allowed in the building. The key card ain't working anymore, Ben.
Yeah, DRS, 17 years for Joe Flacco in the National Football League. He turned 40 in January. Again, with the Browns, he won Comeback Player of the Year in 2023, leading Cleveland to the postseason. Only played in 5 games. He was signed midseason, but he started all 5, and then, of course, that playoff loss to the Houston Texans. Last year, played in 8 games for Indianapolis, starting 6 for the Colts. Joe Flacco still doing it, even at the tender age of 40. Two-fold DRS, not so much in Joe Flacco that he elevates the Browns to a playoff record once again, or maybe even more than 5 wins if he ends up being the starter. But I think it does show that Deshaun Watson is done in Cleveland. He wasn't going to play this year anyway after re-rupturing his Achilles, but he's never playing another snap for the Browns. His NFL future very much up in the air. And number two, when you add Flacco with Kenny Pickett, does that mean the Browns are done at the quarterback spot this offseason? Certainly, as all indications have pointed us to DRS, Cleveland is not interested at all in investing in a quarterback despite having the second overall pick in fewer than 2 weeks.
Here's the interesting part. Your organization is nothing without your future quarterback. I don't mind you signing veterans here, but let's just say they punt on a quarterback this year. Like, you signed Myles Garrett to $1 trillion, and it's like, hey, we're going to win in Cleveland. Like, if those are your two quarterbacks here, you are setting the franchise back another year. You have to start the future sooner than later. Like, well, Myles Garrett is in his prime right now. In 2 years, don't you want to have your young quarterback or with a year and a half to 2 years under his belt saying, okay, now's the time to win at this point? I won't understand this move if they don't get a young quarterback in this draft to be their future guy. It doesn't make any sense to me, to be honest.
You can put a Band-Aid, perhaps, on 2025. I'm not sure Flacco and or Kenny Pickett are necessarily that Band-Aid. But, Donnie, it does not seem as though the Browns have looked at the quarterback spot and trying to add that face of the franchise this year. What does it mean for Kevin Stefanski? What does it mean for Myles Garrett? Travis Hunter, of course, greater than a $3 odds-on favorite at minus 310 to go second overall in fewer than 2 weeks in Green Bay atop the 2025 NFL Draft. It seemed rather crystal clear that the Browns, in desperate need of a quarterback, having the second overall pick, would look at a quarterback in a really top-heavy quarterback draft class. But it does appear Shador Sanders will be on the slide, and Cleveland is going in a different direction. All right, quickly to the NBA. We'll spend most of our next 20 minutes or so on the association. Big game last night, DRS, in the Western Conference. Play-in tourney potential, postseason possibilities at stake. Minnesota on the road in Memphis as a two-point favorite. They win big, 141-125, easily covering as the market worked in their way all day long behind 44 points from Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, NBA today, Ben, feels like Major League Baseball on September 1st. Like, is this season over yet? We still have to talk about this, but yes, it was a good win for the Timberwolves here. Can we just get to the playoffs? Oof!
We are very close, DRS. Two games left for all 30 teams around the NBA. 3 days remain in the regular season, but we must talk about it, so we will, on the other side of the break here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Really big game in the Western Conference last night, a part of a five-game slate on a Thursday around the association. All morning and afternoon long into the evening hours for a matchup in Memphis between the Timberwolves and the Grizzlies, the market worked one way in favor of Minnesota. Who would be out there for the Grizz? They were really at full strength, but the market really loved the Timberwolves and proving correct. In a high-scoring affair, 141-125, Minnesota wins behind a franchise record 52 points in a quarter scored in the third and 44 points out of Anthony Edwards. DRS, the Timberwolves playing really good basketball in the month of March. They are now 14-4 straight up. They easily cover last night. The market worked the way of Minnesota in terms of the spread. The total worked its way down all day long. It skied over with that closing number of 231.
Yeah, and you also have to take a look at the team entering into the season for the Minnesota Timberwolves. For us, Ben, was what? High expectations. Now, do we expect them maybe to be the number one overall seed? Not necessarily, but now starting to round into form by saying, okay, we did get Julius Randle on this team. 35 minutes last night, Ben. 13 of 22 from the floor, 5 of 10 from three-point range, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Only 2 turnovers, a plus 18, and 31 points. You had to somehow replace Karl-Anthony Towns, and Randle wasn't giving you a ton all season long. But if we're now rounding into form and we're comfortable with playing with each other through the 82-game season, then maybe we have a little bit higher hopes here for the Timberwolves. In games like that last night where your superstars come to play, like Anthony Edwards, efficiency, 44 points and shot 13 from 19 from the floor, that's fantastic. Getting to the free throw line certainly helps out. So when I see performances like this from the Timberwolves against the Grizzlies, who are going to be a playoff team, I get a little bit excited for this team, saying this is what we expected all season long. Yeah. Could we now finally be reaching our potential?
What we saw last night, DRS, could be a preview of our 7-8 play-in game in the Western Conference on Tuesday night. Yeah. The reason I say could be, because as we discussed, if the T-Wolves won last night, we would have yet another logjam with only 3 days remaining in the NBA regular season in this wild Western Conference. We have three teams right now with two games left. 47-33, that being Golden State, who currently is in the sixth spot, that coveted sixth seed out of the play-in tournament immediately into the playoffs. Memphis the 7, Minnesota the 8. The Grizzlies by far the hardest schedule of those three teams at 47-33 in their final two. They have Denver and Dallas on the docket, two teams battling it out for play-in or postseason positioning around the Western Conference. Minnesota by far the easiest Brooklyn and Utah, two of the six worst teams in the NBA that are only hoping to accumulate a couple more ping pong balls, trying to lose here down the final 3 days of the regular season. Golden State has Portland and then the Los Angeles Clippers, who are playing great basketball and always trying to improve their postseason positioning, because a game in front of that three-team logjam DRS at 47-33, that would be the Clips and the Nugs, both at 48-32. There is so much to figure out still in the Western Conference in terms of that postseason seeding with only 3 days left in the regular season.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that play-in round. And by the way, already clinching the play-in round there was the Sacramento Kings. Not a great season for them, but they have the ability now for the past couple games just to rest their players for that playoff run, which could help them when the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Golden State Warriors, they're going right up to that final day, risking injury and certainly some hard leverage minutes over these final couple games just to try to win those games. And if they don't, what did they get for it? Well, they got a worse seed and they had to play their superstar players down the stretch when other teams might be resting and taking advantage before they have to play you. It is a fun look to the season because I get angry at the end of the NBA. I just want to get to the playoffs, but at least we are getting some sort of playoff contention here in the final couple days of the season when still so much up for grabs in the Western Conference just to make it into that top six.
Yeah, and DRS, not only are the Nuggets and Clippers trying to catch the Lakers maybe for a three seed, and the Clippers, of course, playing for a home floor advantage in their final 3 days of the regular season, if either L.A. or Denver stumbles in their final two games, they could fall into the play-in tournament. Yeah. So much to be had out in the Western Conference. All 30 NBA teams in action tonight. Day off on Saturday. All 30 NBA teams in action on a regular season finale Sunday in the association. Out in the Eastern Conference, much more has already been figured out. The Pacers at home last night in Indianapolis, hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. Indiana, a 9.5-point home favorite. Why would the Pacers be a 9.5-point home favorite against the Eastern Conference's best team in Cleveland? Well, the Cavs have already clinched the one seed. They're resting up here down the final 3 days of the regular season. And yet still, the reserves for the Cavs gave Indiana at full strength a heck of a test last night. The Pacers do prevail, winning 114-112, but Cleveland easily covers as a 9.5-point road dog. The Pacers now have won six in a row, and because of it, they clinch a top four spot in the Eastern Conference standings, currently on that four seed line right now in the playoff positioning out East.
They got the win. That's what they needed. But I don't even think with this victory, you even got a moral victory along with, like, hey, congratulations, we got our seeding. All right, we beat the Cavs. That's awesome, man. One of the best teams in the NBA. No, we beat their B squad yesterday, and we were down heading into the fourth quarter at home when we know we needed this game. And Cleveland was just saying, you know what, backups, get out there and have some spin. Yeah. You take a look at the shooting percentage, 46% on the road from three-point range for the backups for the Cavaliers. That was pretty impressive. So I like the fact that the Pacers won. They needed to win. I thought they would cover and didn't. But am I more impressed with Cleveland Cavaliers B team showing up on the road in a meaningless game saying we're just going to play for pride and almost take down the Pacers? That's pretty good.
The Cavaliers 5-1 against the number as an underdog this year. Not often booked as a dog, but when they have been, they have been darn good in covering. Largest spread as an underdog the Cavs have seen all year. The last time they were an underdog since their final game in February. How about the UVA teammates? Ty Jerome, 24 points. DeAndre Hunter acquired ahead of the trade deadline. A sneaky piece for Cleveland, 23 points last night. The Pacers have won six in a row. They've only covered once in this six-game win streak. They have won 12 of their last 14. But, Donnie, to your point about Indiana as a favorite this year, now 19, 28-2 against the spread. Fourth worst coverage percentage of any team in the NBA, been booked as a favorite double-digit times this year. Something to pay attention to, because with the victory for Indiana, they do clinch a top four seed in the Eastern Conference. Now, they are only a game behind the New York Knicks. They could be the three seed. And the reason we mention that, the New York Knicks stumbled last night on the road in the Motor City, despite both Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson in that starting lineup. Detroit basketball grooming itself into a playoff contender, perhaps. The Pistons win by 9, 115-106. Detroit easily covers as a 3.5-point home favorite. 36-point performance for Cade Cunningham, the former number one overall pick in his fourth NBA campaign, DRS, starting to live up to that billing.
Yeah, he is playing well. And credit the Pistons after decades of really bad basketball being in the playoffs. But it'll be a short trip to the playoffs because it is a two-team race in the Eastern Conference. Now, the one team that's always been interesting all season long has been the New York Knicks. Again, they lost last night. That's a good win by the Pistons. A little disappointing on the Knicks' end. But the Knicks starting five, when fully healthy, has the talent to do some damage in the playoffs. But we don't have any backbone to go off of because the regular season showed us, hey, look at all the talent. Yeah, we can't beat teams that are equally as talented or more talented than you are. So what's the point? I feel better about betting the Knicks in the playoffs because the high ceiling that the Knicks could have if they play well and stay healthy. I don't have that same feeling for the Pistons, who might be just feeling their way around the playoffs this time around.
Detroit now booked as a favorite, though, DRS, in 20 of their last 19 games since the month of March began. They were only booked as a favorite 22 times previously before this month of March. What is that telling you? Detroit, being a playoff team, has more expectation. They are 8-6 against the number. But for a team that won just 14 games a season ago, Detroit has now won 44 with still two games remaining. A 30-win turnaround year over year, one of the best year-to-year improvements in the history of the NBA. In the additions for the Pistons this offseason, a new coach in J.B. Bickerstaff and Tobias Harris. That's it for Around the NBA next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Final 3 days of the NBA regular season. Every team around the association, just two games left. Everybody in action on this Friday, day off Saturday. Everybody in action on regular season finale Sunday in the NBA. Eastern Conference standings, just a quick peek at them as we shared. Here's why the Knicks lost last night in the Motor City is so crucial. One, could it be a preview of the opening round of the playoffs with the Knicks having home court advantage against the Detroit Pistons? The Knicks as an underdog last night in the Motor City, despite having both Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns in the starting five, not exactly the strongest look. The Knicks a 6-11 team against the spread as an underdog this year. Cleveland has clinched the number one spot. Boston, the number two seed by a good margin. Both the Knicks and the Pacers have clinched a top four seed. But we still have to figure out who's going to be the three, who is going to be the four with two games left, and Indiana trailing New York by just a game. The Bucks, a big win last night, hammering the Pelicans as expected by 25, easily covering as a 14.5-point favorite. Two-game advantage over Detroit. That's a pretty comfortable cushion. And the Pistons, of course, in the sixth spot. They're in no danger of falling into the play-in tournament. Those four teams, the Magic, the Hawks, the Bulls, and the Heat, DRS, are already in those play-in tourney positions.
Yes, and also we should do like the West Coast Conference does and say, you know what, conference tournament time, just put our best teams there, buy all the way through, let these bum teams, for all intents and purposes, play each other. Let's just get to the Cavaliers and Celtics. I don't know. I have a little like a beeper right here. I was about to use at this point because I take a look at this and I say it is a two-man race. The Western Conference, we could talk about that ad nauseum all day long because it is kind of interesting right through to the play-in rounds. But the East is so boring. Like if the Knicks had just won two games, Ben, against upper-level competition, you could sort of have the argument like, hey man, if the Knicks get hot, they can do some damage. But I look at like the Knicks, Pacers, Bucks, Pistons, Magic, and Hawks. Let's just go top eight. A complete waste of time. to be in the NBA playoffs. I just want the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Celtics to play. Hopefully they're healthy by the time they meet. But like, I say this with passion because I like the NBA playoffs. It finally is a season that matters in a regular season that doesn't matter at all. But when we talk about the East, it is two really good teams, and everybody else is mediocre at best. At best, Ben.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the Pistons have been a great story, a 30-win improvement based on where they were last year as of this moment. They could make it 31 or 32. Do I think Detroit can win a playoff series without having home floor advantage? No. Can they keep it close against the Knicks? Perhaps. Donnie, I don't care if Indiana has home floor advantage if they end up playing Milwaukee. I think the Bucks should be the favorite. I'm going to pick the Bucks to win. The Bucks have now won six straight. When Damian Lillard with the blood clot was done for the entirety of this season, it felt like, the experiment in Milwaukee has come to a close with Dame and Giannis. They have been better without Damian Lillard in the lineup. They have won six straight. Giannis 28-11 last night. I think the Bucks could be a slightly dangerous team, but maybe dangerous to make a second-round series semi-competitive. For me, we already know the Eastern Conference Finals. It's Cleveland. It's Boston. Let's just fast forward to that point. And it's not just us saying that, Donnie. It's the odds makers reflecting it. The Celtics, despite not being the number one seed, are still the odds on favorite at minus 145 to win the East. Cleveland's second best number at plus 185. And that carries over, DRS, into those NBA championship odds as well. The Thunder, a slight favorite, 15 cents in front of Boston. Cleveland at 5-1. You got to go all the way to the Lakers at a 17-1 number. Triple the number for the Cavaliers, add on $2 until you get to that next team. Now, I do think there is some value with those playoff contenders in the Western Conference. Look at where the Knicks are at 30-1. There are three teams in the top eight out of the Eastern Conference. Two of the top three, the Knicks, a generous number, in my opinion, at 30-1 to win the NBA title, and that's it.
Shows you how bad the East is, right? Plus 185, we talk about great Boston Celtics team, really good Cavaliers team at the 5-1 price, and you're right. You go down and say, well, the talent for the Knicks is there. We'll place him at 30-1. And then after that, it's the Pacers at 120-1 and the Bucks at 200-1 behind them in the Eastern Conference to cut down the Nets for an NBA championship. It is a class of two, no doubt about it. Again, though, the playoffs are a different beast. Intensity ratchets up. Veteran teams might be a little bit banged up, get 3 and 4 days in between games to sort of resurface and get to know the other team, and then we have a good series, and that's what the anticipation is. But again, it's the Celtics and the Cavaliers in the East. It's not even close at this point.
Yeah, it really is not, DRS. I love the idea of the WCC tournament and having that, or now the Sun Belt that we have, just have Cleveland and Boston at the end. And that could only be a one-game set to play them, and then we get a best of seven in the Eastern Conference Finals between Boston and Cleveland. I will also say the Hawks, a big win last night in Brooklyn, if you want to consider that a big win. Atlanta, a game lead over Chicago, who the Bulls are trending in a positive direction. Atlanta trying to stay in the 7-8 matchup in the Eastern Conference play-in tourney to visit Orlando. Of course, when you play in the 7-8 game, you only need one win. Even if you lose that opening matchup, you take on the winner of the 9-10 game, still needing just that one victory to be that 8 seed in the playoffs. We will have our coach, J.Y. James Young, here to start off our second hour to talk more NBA, and then we will look at the full slate we have around the association in our third hour. DRS, let's talk some Major League Baseball here. Rubber match yesterday in Atlanta between the Braves and the Phils. A really good pitching matchup expected between two young guns. Spencer Schwellenbach for the Braves and Jesus Luzardo for Philadelphia. Both delivered. We went to extras where this game, DRS, was tied at just a run apiece. The Phils scored after a lengthy weather delay, a run in the top of the 11th to take a 2-1 lead. Austin Riley responds for the Braves in the home half of the 11th to tie it at 2-2. And with Riley on the base paths, Marcell Ozuna, a 2-run home run to walk it off for Atlanta. They win in 11 innings. They take the rubber match against the Phils to win this midweek set.
They really needed that. You know, the Phillies sort of brought back the same lineup as they did last year. It'll be good enough to win a lot of games. They'll get into the playoffs, but the same things rear their head on a year-to-year basis for the Phillies. The situational hitting has always been atrocious. Yes, they can hit home runs. Yes, they can have big innings. But when you just need to advance runners and put the ball in play, they can't do it. 0-10 yesterday with runners in scoring position, 13 batters left on base. You flip it over to the Braves, only 7 batters left off base. Just convert. You're going to win a lot more games. But the Phillies have trouble with that.
More around MLB next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Just a six-game Thursday slate around Major League Baseball. Sometimes you get the start of an extended four-game set over the weekend, or you get the ending of a late midweek series as well. But a lot of guys traveling and getting to their next destination for the weekend in MLB. But a big rubber match, as we shared right before the break. Atlanta wins in 11 innings, courtesy of a two-run shot from Marcell Ozuna, walking it off for the Braves in the home half of the 11th. Atlanta entered this series, DRS, with only one win. They take 2 of 3 against their divisional foe in Philadelphia. They are still just 3-9. Does it provide any more optimism for the Braves winning a weekend set against one of the best contenders around the National League?
Oh, sure it does. You have to build somewhere. Like, you know, you get to the bottom, then you sooner or later you have to start stacking those bricks up and say, okay, now I can see the sunlight's actually up here at this point. Because you could say, it doesn't matter. We lose that game last night. No, that's a big win for them because it carries momentum. You beat the Phillies, your arch enemy there in that division. You finally had some of your guys start to break out. Marcell Ozuna having a pretty good season batting average-wise, showed the power last night. Austin Riley's I talked about this week, like 165. Yeah. Now he's up over 200, which early in the season does matter. It's still cold right now. These guys are working on their swings. Olsen still hasn't appeared. But the one thing you do know is frontline top-end pitching, the Braves still do have that. You need to start somewhere. They got the victory. It's something to build on. Am I excited about the Braves the rest of the way? Not necessarily, but I'll tell you now, I feel better about the Braves after this series than I did before the series.
A 3-9 mark for Atlanta. As we have shared numerous times, the Braves started 0-7 to begin this year in MLB. No team has ever started 0-7 and reached the Major League Baseball postseason. Expanded playoffs. This Atlanta team entered with the second best price to win the National League. Maybe things are slightly different. And reinforcements are on their way. A really positive update on the 2023 NL MVP winner in Ronald Acuña Jr. He will be reevaluated next week. His timeline to return could be coming up very, very soon. And Spencer Strider, DRS, struck out 13 in a rehab start yesterday in AAA. 5 1/3, 90 pitches. The thought now is that next start for Spencer Strider could come back in the bigs.
Yeah, two Spencers here that are looking good there for the Atlanta Braves frontline starting pitching, which is what you need. And also, this isn't a guy coming back that's aging. Hey, what can we get out of Jacob DeGrom after all his injuries? This is one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball that looks like he's in form. He's not going to go back to another AAA start and throw another 90 pitches to make sure he's ready. That was his test to get back to the big leagues. He passed that test with flying colors. We expect power pitching and strikeouts, and that's exactly what you got in that final AAA rehab start.
DRS, we talked about Spencer Schwellenbach a ton last year because I love him. Mm-hmm. He's a Nebraska Cornhusker, the 2021 Big Ten Baseball Player of the Year. He started in his rookie campaign. He got shelled early. He was a gas can, but he was resilient later on in the year, paying dividends right now. Three starts for Atlanta, 20 innings of work. The Braves have won 2 of 3. Schwellenbach and himself, 1-0 with a 4.45 ERA. He has allowed just a single earned run in those three starts, 10 total hits. That earned run yesterday, a home run given up against Kyle Schwarber. Ending of a midweek set as well yesterday in Fenway. The Red Sox trying to avoid a four-game sweep at the hands of their divisional mate in the Toronto Blue Jays. Also came down to extras. Not exactly a walk-off home run for Boston and Fenway, but they got some scoring when they desperately needed it. Walking off in the 10th in the home half of that inning to beat Toronto 4-3 to avoid that four-game sweep.
Yeah, I thought we'd get more runs in this game, but it was Trevor Story. This wasn't, hey, usually it's a power shot in the gap or a hard hit ball to the outfield. It was a little dribbler that got by the pitcher and the second baseman, tried to force make a play with bases loaded, couldn't do that, which gave the victory to the Boston Red Sox. You take a look at Rafael Devers. It wasn't long ago we were talking about him. Man, this guy's 0-24 at the plate, right, as a batting average. Look at his batting average now after about a week later, 278. Things starting to turn here. No panic in Boston as they finally even up their record at 7-7. They almost lost four straight to the Toronto Blue Jays. My goodness, man. Wake up.
They've been a streaky team, DRS. Won their opener, lost four straight, won 5 in a row, dropped 3 in a row, avoided the sweep yesterday with a win in extras in walk-off fashion. How about the Angels? LA is 8-4, DRS, and three guys yesterday. Taylor Ward, Joe Adell, Mike Trout, all hit two dingers individually, six total home runs for the Halos. They hammer in their game, I believe, who was it? They beat the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, and by the way, Logan Ohapi, their catcher, used to be in the Phillies organization, hitting 359 on the season with another three knocks yesterday. Watch out for the Angels this year? Nah, we ain't buying it.
I don't know, though. Mike Trout playing right field. 8-4.
Dodgers fans putting on their Angels hats.
Tough team. Tough team.
We're number two next.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.